Good morning. This is Leroy Thompson, Jr. Thank you for joining me on the call this morning. I'm going to begin with a word of prayer, and we'll do roll call just for the MVBs, and then we'll get into the purpose of our call. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. As always, Father, thank you for your grace that empowers us to be who you've called us to be. Thank you for LTMA and the vision that you've given Apostle Thompson for LTMA. Thank you for him and Mrs. Thompson. Father, may you continue to increase them. May you continue to endow them with ability to lead us where you've designed for us to be. Father, thank you for every person that is on this phone call. Thank you for their families. Thank you for their ministries. Father, we just give you glory and honor. Holy Spirit, may you undergird this call with your purpose, with your presence, so that we can accomplish that which you've designed for us to accomplish. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. MVBs that are on the line, would you prepare for roll call? Of course, I'm present. Dr. Montrell Thompson?
Present.
Dr. Joseph Brown? Dr. David Forbes?
Present.
Dr. Jason Martin?
Present.
Dr. Marvin Moore? Dr. Timothy Moore?
Present.
Dr. Jeffrey Phillips?
Present.
Dr. Daniel Robinson is on his way back from a mission trip, so he won't be on this morning. Dr. Kenneth Skelton? Dr. Ron Walker? Dr. Carlos Williams.
Present.
Dr. Joseph Brown. Dr. Marvin Moore.
Pardon me, Dr. Wall.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Thompson, this is Dr. Forbes. I had a little mix-up on my unmute function. I'm sure they're on. I'm positive that it was just that function they're trying to figure out.
Okay, not a problem. It's 4-star. And just whenever y'all, gentlemen, y'all get your lines unmuted, just holler out at me so I know y'all on here. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much, Dr. Falk. This is Dr. Moore. I'm on.
Thank you, sir.
This is Dr. Skelton. I'm on.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Thompson, this is Dr. Brown. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir. I got you loud and clear. I appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Dr.
Thompson, it's Pastor Phillip. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir. I sure did. I got you, sir.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
I'm sure Dr. Walker probably is the only one I haven't heard from. I know he's trying to.
I'm on the line.
Thank you, sir.
Yes. Sorry.
No problem at all, sir. I appreciate it. I won't do the roll call for the whole LTMA body because we have some special guests on here with us. There are people that are definitely a part of our LTMA family. They may not be in the fivefold ministry, but they're helping assist respective apostolic houses in leadership where they serve. So they are on the call with us, so I will not do roll call because I do not want to leave them out not knowing who is on the call. But the purpose of this call this morning is to let everyone know and LTMA what our goal for Founders Day this year. Our goal is $1 million. That's goal number one, is to have $1 million that we will present to Apostle on Founders Night for Camp Meeting 2016. Our second goal is to do this with very little effort and great grace. We will still be able to give as individuals on Founders Night, but this time we want to have it before we begin on Founders Night. And we want to go through, so Apostle, it's good to know as a leader who's with you. And the reason why we give as individuals on Founders Night is so that Apostle can see who is for the vision, which is good to give him courage to keep pushing on that people are behind him. This goal of $1 million is doable. Apostle said in Marysville, Washington, that he wanted to make 300 millionaires. The supernatural is penetrated by words, but the supernatural penetrates the natural by riding on our actions. That's why we have the law of seed time and harvest. This mark of $1 million at one time on Founders Night, something we've never done as an LTMA body. But this year is the time that we should do it. Just so that we can wrap our minds around the simplicity of giving $1 million, one of our MVB brethren figured it out right on the spot that if 300 giving $3,333 is right at $1 million. Now, I want to make this clear. Even though the number 300 coincides with the number of millionaires Apostle said he wanted to make, it is just coincidence. The 300 that we're talking about is just so that we can wrap our minds of the simplicity of giving $1 million in one night. So this is not no spiritual significant. It's not you won't be left out of the 300 that the apostle wanted to be made $300 million. It's just the numbers just coincide. So I want to make sure that's clear. Having said that, I want to read to you 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, verse 22 through verse 24. Dr. Forbes alerted us to this scripture earlier in the week when we met as MVBs. Then answered all the wicked men and men of Belial, of those that went with David, and said, because they went not with us, we will not give them aught of the spoils that we have recovered. Say to every man, his wife and his children, that they may lead them away and depart. This is very important. This is very important and it's very applicable to this moment. Then said David, ye shall not do so, my brethren, with that which the Lord hath given us, who hath preserved us and delivered the company that came against us into our hands. For who will hearken unto you in this matter? But as his part is that goeth down to battle, so shall his part that tarrieth by the stuff, they shall part alike. Ladies and gentlemen, the day is coming when each one of us who mentally prepare ourselves will give $1 million each. But until that day, we will do it as one man. We as a family need to cross this threshold so that each of us can see it's possible for each one of us to receive millions. So I want you to make sure that you understand that. The 33-33 is only to make it easy for you to wrap your mind around on how easy it is for us to achieve this $1 million. If you're not able to do the $3,333, do what you can, do what you're led to do. I promise you, we have enough brothers and sisters on this call and in LTMA to where this goal can be reached. And I promise you, if you give whatever amount you give, it will receive the same recognition in the supernatural as everybody else who gives. So I want to make sure that we understand as family members, we're doing this as one man. As we give this $1 million as one man, it will open up our mind and the possibilities. We do not know how, for each one of us, we do not have to know how it's going to happen for each one of us. All we have to do is see it happening for somebody else. Then the law of seed, time, and harvest kicks in for each one of us. When we see it happen for somebody else, when we make it happen for somebody else, Genesis 12:3, the door and our minds are now open, and the supernatural begins to make it happen for us. Having said that, we, the MVBs, we met on Tuesday just to discuss our part. And already, now, once again, when I give this number or when I say, when I break it down according to 300, this is not, has nothing to do with the 300 millionaires that Apostle Thomas is going to make. Has nothing to do with that. This is only a number so that we can wrap our minds around how easy it is to give that $1 million on Founders Night. We will do this easily. We will do this with very little effort. We will do it with great grace. So we met on Tuesday, and on Tuesday we covered 93 of the 300 that will give the $1 million or are capable of giving the $300. And that equals $309,000. So that leaves us 207 given 333 to reach our goal. Once again, I cannot stress this enough. The numbers just coincide. I found that it's easier to break it down into a systematic way which we can achieve this goal so that everyone that participates see that it's doable, see that it's easy to be done, and see that we will do it. That's the only reason for the 300. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's $3,333.
I'm sorry, it's $3,333. 300 given $3,333. 300 people given $3,333. Yes, sir. Thank you much.
Oh, yeah.
We will meet again, LTMA members. Again, I almost forgot to say this. Be sure and text MVB and group me and let them know that you are on this call. But we will meet again, LTMA members, again on May 28th, which is a Saturday, same time at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, to begin walking towards this goal of $1 million for Founders Day. So those of y'all, those that are on the call that are not in the ministerial ranks of LTMA, but you still want to be on this particular call on May 28th, please let your pastor know that you want to be in this particular call, and they will be able to get the call coordinates to you so that we can start walking toward this goal. Of course, it doesn't take long to talk about this. I am done. All righty. Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking a few moments to be on the call with me this morning, be on a call with myself and the other MVBs. Once again, the 300, I want to make sure I make this very clear. The 300 millionaires that Apostle Thompson wants to make that he mentioned in Marysville has nothing to do with the 300 giving $3,333. The numbers only coincide. And we thank you for your attention, and we appreciate it. You all have a great day. Any questions, be sure to contact MVB. We'll meet again on May 28th. You all have a great morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.